Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the share where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. We're looking at Pesachim 71, talking again about joyousness. The Brisa supports Rabbi Elazar's assertion. The Brisa says, with reference to the festival of Sukkot, the verse states, 7 days shall you celebrate to God, and you shall be nothing but joyous. This comes to include the final night, Shmini Atzeres, Shemini Atzeres Eve, for rejoicing. And this is the extra day of Sukkot that Hashem Kiviyachol says to us, it's hard for me, for you guys to leave, for the Bnei Yisrael to leave. Stay with me one extra day. The idea here being that we should always be joyous and we should always extend things a little bit. Kind of like the idea of taking early Shabbos and the idea of making Shabbos extend a little bit. If you can, if it's possible, bringing Shabbos in early is a wonderful thing. Shabbos is the best day of the week, the most amazing day of the week, and it brings such menucha to nefesh and menucha to guf. Hopefully it should. If it doesn't, then hopefully we're able to get that. And we should extend it a little bit. Just like the Gemara talks about by Shmini Atzeres, Hashem extends the holiday extra day because He doesn't want us to go. So too, we should extend our Yom Tovim and extend our Shabbos a little bit, taking it in a little early, especially those early Shabbos abilities, and extending it a little bit because we don't want Shabbos to leave. We don't want it to go. A lot of times, my wife and I will extend Shabbos a little bit, and we'll read a little more. We'll have a little more menucha, especially the Jewish novels, and we'll sing a little more, and we'll relax a little more, and we'll enjoy and be enveloped in the Shabbos a little bit, because everybody's always running to finish Shabbos. Everybody's running to catch Shabbos right when it starts. How many people are running to bring in Shabbos early? How many people are running to keep Shabbos a little bit longer? We're running away from Shabbos, but we're not running to stay with Shabbos. Why is that? We should make Shabbos extended, and a lot of times we do that, and it's good to be separated from technology. It's good to be separated from the weekend to extend it a little bit. If I say Havdalah with my guitar, and we dance a little bit with the kids, and we take a little longer, it's okay, because Shabbos is extended, and Shabbos is with us a little bit longer. The phone can always wait. The internet can always wait. Whatever chores and whatever things I need to do can always wait. But Shabbos is only with us a little bit. That's also the idea that was pointed out that we could do Shabbos to be extended. We take it and we bring it to the Havdalah candles. I think it was pointed out in the Jewish press by the rabbi from Sanan, who said, Rabbi Moshe Meir Weiss, I believe, said that we should take Shabbos and extend it. Take it from the Havdalah candle and bring it to tea lights, bringing Shabbos a little bit into the week. What can we do to extend it? Just as the Gemara talks about Shemini Atzeres, including for rejoicing an extra night, what can we do to extend a little bit for rejoicing? Extend the Shabbos a little bit, make Shabbos a little bit early, extend it a little bit. All those other things can wait, but those extra minutes of Shabbos will never feel bad. It would never be a bad thing to extend Shabbos a little bit. Do what we can in our lives to extend things, extend Shabbos, extend mitzvos, Torah learning, and chesed a little bit, and you'll never get harmed from that. You'll never lose out by extending your Shabbos, extending your mitzvos, extending your chesed throughout all of your life. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 72 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.